Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 74. The Gemara talks about how we derive an affliction of the public from an affliction of the public. And we do not derive an affliction of the public from an affliction of an individual. So there are different types of things that happen in this world. And the Gemara talks about, we derive the law of afflicting oneself on Yom Kippur, which is an affliction borne by all Jews, from affliction of the manna, which was borne by all Israelites in the wilderness. We don't derive it from an affliction mentioned by Lavan, which only pertained to his daughters, as Rashi points out in the notes. And it brings to mind the idea how we had such a difficult year, really year and a half, with the pandemic, and there were so many personal afflictions, so many communal afflictions. Even recently, we think about the tragedy in Meron. We think about how just recently there was a huge building collapse in Florida. We think about how we lost community leaders, communal leaders like Reb Feinstein and Rabbi Twersky and Zatzal and Rabbi Sachs Zatzal, among many other, and Rabbi Kellmer, of course, from my community, Zatzal. We think about how there are communal things and there are personal things, and we can't really connect one to the other, but we should give each its own proper understanding, its own proper respect, its own proper empathy towards what it is. If a person has a loss on whatever level, you know, God forbid someone loses someone or a pregnancy doesn't work out, lo and lo, we should never know from such things, or someone loses a job, or anything happens on a private level, it's different than something that happens on a communal level, where the whole state is affected, the whole country is affected, the whole nation is affected. And the Gemara here is talking on the communal level and on the personal level, and we should really understand and have sympathy and empathy on both aspects, both on a private level and a communal level, and connect to people in both ways. And if we do things in such a way, maybe the world could be a more peaceful place, a more understanding place, a more empathetic place, and an overall more wonderful place to live in our days. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 75 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.